الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وقوم نوح من قبل إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين، والسماء بنيناها بأيد وإنا لموسعون، والأرض فرشناها فنعم الماهدون، ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون. ففروا إلى الله، إني لكم منه نذير مبين. ولا تجعلوا مع الله إلها آخر، إني لكم منه نذير مبين. كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون أتواصوا به، بل هم قوم طاغون. فتول عنهم فما أنت بملوم، وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. فإن للذين ظلموا ذنوبا مثل ذنوب أصحابهم فلا يستعجلون. فويل للذين كفروا من يومهم الذي يوعدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا وآله وأصحابه وأجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أربعة، من قلب لا يخشى، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن علم لا ينفع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب أو لا يسمع. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. اللهم صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم علم ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the verse that I have recited in the beginning discusses about the soul, the nafs. We have got two portion in life. One is the soul, ruh. Soul, nafs, all is like a component which is human, within human, that keeps him alive. As soon as the ruh comes out, The nafs dies and the body also dies. They fall down if they're standing. If they're laying down, then they can't hear it, they can't speak. Then he becomes mayyit. So Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Whosoever exercises consciousness of Allah in every occasion. مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, it means whenever you are standing, walking, sitting, driving, sitting in the house, sitting at work. So you exercise that Allah is watching you. The word has been used, fear, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ. But actually it goes towards the consciousness of Allah, that He is watching. Like, you know, like if you got a camera in your office, then you won't do something weird there because, you know, somebody is watching you. So if you come up that particular conscious, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And the second step is to suppress your desire. Human within the nature has got the craving. We have got that particular soul whose cravings are never met. Soul, the cravings are never met. Always wants more, more, more. And the sins, when it comes to, then he doesn't have end. He wants to continue. Entertainment industry, if it is listening music, maybe if he backbiting in a gathering where he makes people laugh, and he also wants to, like, you know, enjoy lying and enjoying backbiting and humiliating and gossip. This is human nature. Or any kind of entertainment, he gets entertained and he wants to do it more. If he's one today, he wants to go further. Same thing with, then it comes to now, the drugs, the alcohol, all this kind of things, there is no stop. He wants to continue. The worst one is the pornography nowadays, that he wants to watch and then he wants to keep on watching. So what shaitan did, those who didn't go to pornography, he took them to dramas and to movies and said, well, watch clips, and then, you know, waste your time 2, 3, 4 hours. So this guru, that you have no limits, your craving desires should be fulfilled. So that's what Allah is mentioning here, that if you really exercise consciousness, mindfulness, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on every occasion, on top of that, you suppress your desire. Then it's a second step for this individual will be Jannah. In dunya also Allah will give him Jannah. In other words, he'll have contentment of the heart. If you have contentment of the heart, then whatever happens around you will not affect you, because you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you leave this world, becomes easier. Because we have been sent in this world to prepare the akhirah. It's not only you make your house and you get a job and you buy a car. That's, animal also can do that. They also build houses, nest. They also eat food. The way you enjoy biryani, maybe they also have their own food and they enjoy that food. So achieving, building house and fulfilling the desire and having children and family is just like animal also doing the same thing. You have been sent for greater purpose. So when you have your goal greater than what you see in this world, then you can see that, no, I have to achieve that particular goal which is much more greater. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his ad'iyah, du'as, he would ask for something and he would also seek protection. So I want to discuss today this particular du'a also, which is related to this ayah which we have read, where he makes mention, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min arba'a. O Allah, I seek protection in you from 4 things. This is from Sahih al-Muslim. قَلْبٌ لَا يَخْشَى وَنَفْسٌ لَا تَشْبَعَ وَعِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعَ وَدُعَاءٌ لَا يُسْمَعَ. 4 things. One is that Allah, I don't want that heart does not have humility, does not have your mindfulness, does not have your fear, does not have your consciousness. So this we have discussed many times. But the second part, which is most important today, is about the soul, the nafs. Nafsun la tashba'. Wallah, I seek protection from that individual, that particular soul, that whose cravings are never met, or who that soul that is never satisfied, always wants more. La tashba'. Shashba'a yashba'u means he doesn't get filled. How much you keep on giving it once more, more. If he's got 1,000 pounds, then he says, oh, this is little. If I had 2, it would be better. The one who's got 10, he says, no, if it was 20, it would have been better. The one who's got 100, he said, if it was 200, it would have been better. This is one of the reasons that we people when we have got complete house paid off everything, and now you have enough time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and progress towards the akhirah, we think for the second one. I say, if I buy a second one, even if I get a mortgage, I'm going to rent it, and then still I'll save the money because the rental is higher than the mortgage. That's how shaitan deceives us. And then we sign the document in the bank, and that is the time you're declaring war with Allah. Then what Allah will do? Will take away peace from you. Opposite of war is the peace. Allah takes the peace away. So you also in salah, you can concentrate. You want to finish bouncing sujood up and down and back to town. So you're having problem in the house, with the family, with the people, because now you're not at peace the moment you took mortgage or you took interest or usury. So this is how human nature is, that he wants to have more. The person who has got one shop, he's thinking, if I had two, then you know this would be better. Like you know. So now the time which he had extra, which he had for the family, is going to now work towards the second shop. Then he also thinks for the third one, I'll put a manager there. You know, he never gets satisfied. That's what the soul is. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would seek protection from Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala from that particular soul that is never satisfied. Min nafsin la tashba'. Then he gave a gathering. Nobody should have gathering after Fajr Salah and after Asr Salah. Fajr Salah would be shorter one, and then after Asr would be a little bit longer with the Sahaba. Occasionally, and then sometimes also give lecture after Dhuhr, but that only happens sometimes. So he was describing the Akhirah to the Sahaba. And he said that the journey of Mi'raj actually. And that time the number of the Sahaba were few. But what was the condition of the Sahaba? Because those were the best of the souls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected the best people for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companionship. I would say the best humanity which walk on the face of earth was the bunch of the Sahaba selected for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Clean, you know. The ruh are clean, unlike us, we are dirty people. So they were sitting in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to make them towards the greater goal. That's what I was trying to highlight. That you have a greater goal than this dunya. So he said that, you know what? How do I have any crave or craving or love towards this dunya? Mali wali hadhihi dunya. What do I have to take from this dunya? It is stinking. It is a place of difficulty and grief. He said, I have seen something. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took me for Mi'raj. And then I saw that Israfil is gaze are cast, are focused on Allah's command. He's looking towards Allah. He has got the trumpet in his hand. His lips are plugged onto the trumpet. He's just waiting for an order. And then all of a sudden Allah showed me the future. Something was shown to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The part of Jahannam, part of Jannah, A'mal, when they do what's going to happen in Mi'raj, journey of Mi'raj. But this was shown particularly. So I was just frightened. And then when I saw that he blew the trumpet like one single blow, one single nafakh. And he said that every humanity was dead. From the first one to the last one. All the jinns were dead. The malaika were dead, except the four one. Then Allah orders the three one also to die. Jibreel, Israfil, and you know, Israel, and the Mikael. Then eventually he says, Ya Israel, Ya Israfil, mut, malik, ya malik, mut. He says, you also die. Then he says, Allah says, Kullu man alayha fan. Everything has to be perished and finished. Absolutely nothing. No buildings, no world, no aeroplanes, nothing even. Then he says, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only thing that will be existing that time is the continent or the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Now he said that when I saw this, you know, the Sahaba were taken back. Were moved, like, you know, we don't get moved sometimes when we listen to Quranic verses because the heart has been covered by negligent. Negligent is something called ghafla. You don't care. You don't worry when you listen to Quran. If namaz goes, okay, you get it. If you miss it, there is no remorse within yourself. So this is called negligent. So then Sahaba got worried. Some of them started crying on this occasion. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Whenever difficulty comes on us, on any occasion, make habit of reciting these words, this dua. Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And He is a disposer of all my affairs. And tawakkaltu ala Allah. I 100% rely on Him. These are the words we have to learn and say as many times as we can. So the Sahaba were taught this dua. Said, calm down and remember that you have something better and greater in hereafter. Allah has given you the title of Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah has been pleased with you, O Sahaba, and you've been pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you think, you know, it's like if you go with janaza and you go and give ghusl, believe me, once you give the ghusl to that mayyit, you'll have the best of the house, best of the spouse, best of the car. But when you get that particular moment, will make you that, the way he's quiet, you're going to be quiet. The way he had all the cars and the houses and the family, where are they? He can't speak. He can't say anything. This is our condition actually. The reality that we are going to come to end, it is going to come. The life car, I would say, it doesn't have reverse gear. Your car got reverse. Your life got no reverse. You're just going forward all the time. And where you're heading is Akhirah. Is death and then Akhirah. Death is like a bridge crossing, and you're in a different world called Alamul Barzakh, where you're going to be in transit period for a little while. Then accountability will begin. So these Sahaba were taken, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke on this subject. So what are two things that we have to remember in order to understand this hadith? Discipline and delay. The nafs, as I said, will never be content. So what you do, you discipline yourself and you remain within the boundaries of hudud, the pyramid of the halal. Your shahwa is very strong. You want to see, you want to enjoy, but you say, no, no, I will not see. I can see something else. I can see the nature maybe. But you say, and this phone was given to me is not to look at the woman folk here or to look at the dramas. All of them is lie. And then this lie is going to go in your brain, in your heart. And those pictures don't go. I'm a mufti. I've got a website, tazkiyah.info. People have asked me this question several times, not once, many times. One person asked me, say, Sheikh, in salah, when I make sujood, I see a woman. So I said, you must be watching a woman. That's why you're seeing the woman. Stop watching. Delete. Not delete for that particular. Delete completely that application where it takes you there. So this soul has got no limits. But Nabi Sam told us, have discipline. And then if it has got more shahwa, it wants more. As I said, one shop, another shop now. 100,000 wants 200,000. You want to enjoy the gossip of the people. You got a little bit of money, so you suppress and you humiliate people with your power, with your vulgar language. So suppress them. If there is desires, delay them. So discipline and delay in between, there is a wall of bitterness. Because end goal is sweet. Jannat is sweet. But in between, Allah has put some bitterness. What is this bitterness which you have to cross this hurdle? Is suppressing your desire. Then the discipline and delay applies there. You're going to get, if you have one wife and you still want to have another woman, so don't go for extramarital affair. Make sabr, Allah is going to give you in hereafter. If you want the world, like your love house is mansion, then why don't you build mansion every day? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us the goal for akhirah, which is greater. 12 rak'ah of salah every day beside the fard salah, which is known as sunnati muqida, builds your house. Man salla 12 rak'atan banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Rawahu Ibn Majah. Ibn Majah brings this riwayah, says every day a man can build a mansion. 2 rak'at before the fajr of the fard salah, 4 rak'at before the fard of the dhuhr salah, 2 rak'at after the fard of the dhuhr salah, 6 and 2 rak'at after maghrib salah, 2 rak'at after isha salah. You building palace, start building palace for hereafter. Then look at the condition of the people in Gaza and other places, Syria and many places. What is their condition? But look how they pray salah. Just go and look for those videos and see how they pray the salah, because now technology can make you see what's happening. And how much they're making sabr. And we thinking like we are in a comfort zone. This comfort zone doesn't remain same every time. Allah says we change the days for the people. People from Burma and people from Kuwait, when Azmatul Khalij al-Ula, when the first Gulf crisis took place, then what was their condition? Look onto the search on Google, you'll find what is the condition. People of Burma 100 years back, what happened to them? Gujarati community was extremely rich, wealthy. What happened when the government took over and they changed the currency? What happened? The giving people, the givers of the zakat became the beggar of the zakat. I've seen with my own eyes the Kuwaiti people, when they used to walk into Saudi Arabia, they were multi-millionaire, but nothing was left for with them. So they would ask for help. Shops in the masajid, somebody stand up and talking, I've got a family to support. Though the government helped, but somebody would ask. So what happened is that don't ever think that the days remain same. This is not a comfort zone. Dunya was not made a comfort zone actually. Akhirat is the comfort zone. So Allah wants me to focus towards the akhirah, but this nafs and this soul has to be disciplined, and when the shahwa comes more, you want to have more, delay it. And then you go towards that particular goal which is greater. Allah says, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ whatever they want in the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them. Whatever you desire, the best Allah will provide. So this is what is this dua, this particular message gives us. A small example and then we conclude inshallah. This one is called temporary discipline. Temporarily you discipline yourself. Like Ramadan, a lot of people get disciplined. Oh, no more videos, no more games for the children also. No more wasting the time, you know, astaghfirullah, all the time Quran. This is called temporarily you have disciplined yourself. It's just like a sick man. A person who suffered from sickness, so he stayed in hospital, so they give him so many antibiotic and injections and chemical in his body. Now they bring nice biryani, nice food for him. He doesn't have craving for that. He doesn't have desire. He said, my taste has developed something different. I don't enjoy the food. So this is temporarily. Soon as he is going to get healthy, he's going to eat all the food. So if we don't discipline our nafs for a longer period, permanent period, we are just going to be like that sick person. But there's another person who does exercise. He wants to reach the goal of gaining maybe Mr. Olympic, maybe, you know, Mr. Universe, maybe. And he goes to the trainer and the dietitian. They tell him that, look, abstain from this fatty food, abstain from this food, from sugarly food, and then give this much time, exercise. You know, do these things. You have to wake up early in the morning. Then this person will discipline himself no matter how many years it takes. He wants to reach that goal. So food is there, the time of sleeping is there, but he would discipline, wake up early, go for gym, go for exercise. Don't eat this food, eat this particular food, which has got minerals and vitamins and, you know, and that's it. But he has disciplined himself on permanent base, kind of. So Allah wants us that we discipline the nafs on a permanent base. That I have avoided the videos, the pictures, I have avoided myself in the gathering of gossip and backbiting. I will not backbite. I've avoided myself from listening to music. I've avoided myself from going to those areas where sins take place, like casinos and clubs and etc. So now you discipline yourself permanently until you meet the death. This is what is required. So may Allah give us tawfiq of practicing. Repeat this dua after me. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min arba' min qalbin la yakhsha min nafsin la tashba' من علم لا ينفع من دعاء لا يسمع سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب اجعل لي مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا زدنا علما إيمانا ويقينا ربنا زدنا علما إيمانا ويقينا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا ربنا تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسائر عباداتنا يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.